The first striking thing about the church is that it has two naves. The first two bays of the main nave and the choir are characteristic of the second half of the 12th century, a boom period for Romanesque art and architecture in Provence. If you look up, you can see the bays of the nave are covered by a partially broken barrel vault. Each bay is marked by a transverse arch supported by capitals atop half columns. The bay between the nave and the choir was rebuilt in the 14th century. The apse is older than the nave, at least as far as its walls are concerned. Seemingly unlinked columns, capitals and ancient bases were reused in the triangular niches and in the frame of the central window. They undoubtedly came from the Gallo-Roman villa that had previously stood on the site. Up on the north and left wall of the apse is a clearly visible inscription which translates as, "The church was dedicated 3 days from the Ides of June, thus the 11th day of the month." The second nave was rebuilt after it collapsed. The original materials were reused, but the cross-ribbed vaults of the two bays close to the facade are typical of the Renaissance and date from the 16th century. The square apse is older than the nave and dates from the late 14th or early 15th century. Despite the reuse of older materials and the various phases of restoration, the church nonetheless gives an impression of harmony. The shapes are simple, largely structured by the vertical, horizontal and curved lines, which comprise both the technical backbone and the decoration of the building. The sparse light is now tinted red by the stained glass windows, for which the artist Aurélie Nemours was commissioned by the state in 1998. This was the most recent major transformation of the church, some of the decorative elements of which you will now discover, beginning with the mural paintings on the south wall of the first bay in the nave. So tap in number 52.